Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
It's Greg Farrell, CEO and president of Farrell Wealth. The show's Money Matters with Greg, and we're going to do a show here today talking about real estate. We're really excited to be able to have Matt Evans, who's the owner broker of Remax Lifestyles here in Valpo, and want to be able to talk about some of the things he's seen in the real estate market, what they're doing. He is an owner and a broker with having a number of different agents that he's responsible for. And then also we want to talk about the PPP and small business loans and what he's gone through, what he's seeing in regards to much of this. The show's Money Matters with Greg. It's a show about money and any way we can help you and your family save some money. We'll have this up on iTunes as soon as we get it through compliance. We'll have this up on YouTube as well. But today, you know, here from all of our bunkers, we certainly want to wish everyone health and make sure that everybody is staying safe out there. And in the meantime, trying to figure out exactly what the landscape is out there. So with that being said, Matt Evans, want to say hello to you.
Morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on Money Matters. It's good to be back.
Always great to have you here on the show and really appreciate it. It's a very valuable guest that we always have on to be able to talk about real estate. Matt, hope your family's well. Obviously, hopefully everybody's safe and healthy. And, you know, it's just I got a couple questions for you. Is that okay?
Sounds good. Let's dig in.
All right. So what are you seeing out there in the real estate market? What do people need to know about what you guys are doing out there as realtors and as those responsible professionals?
Sure. Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about the market and where we've been and where it might go from here to start with. The real estate market is always ever changing. We've gone through changes when we went through 9/11, and then when we went through the 2008, 2009, 2010 mortgage meltdown, as we call it. So this is another challenge for real estate, and we think that we had a very robust start to the year. We saw a lot of great sales taking place. Numbers were strong. We had home sales that had increased in March year over year, and this would be in the Porter County area, of about a 7.6% increase. And the average sale price, Greg, had jumped almost a 9%. So the start was robust. I think what we're gonna start to see is we're gonna close out business we'd already booked in early March through the end of this month. And then we're gonna see pendings and sales slow down a little bit. Some people are still out there selling real estate. Some people are still showing homes, and some sellers are still letting people see their homes. We've put some safety measures in place to handle that, which we can talk about in a little bit. But what we do think in the marketplace overall is we probably will see a little bit of a stabilization in prices. We might not see the robust increases we've seen, and I think that's probably healthy for a Midwest real estate market. So things should level off in prices. But what we do know, Greg, is that homes are not getting any cheaper to build. And they're not making much more land. So with those two things in mind, we don't really see a sharp decrease in that. And we went into this, Greg, with only about a 3-month supply of inventory. So even if the inventory does increase with new listings, we're going to see that kind of maybe become more of a balanced market.
So where do you see us going here in the next 3 to 6 months?
I think we're going to see sales and pendings decrease, much like small business has decreased. And you know, I think what we're going to see, and anybody has got a crystal ball here and we can all make our guesses, but we might see a 30, 40% decrease in pendings and sales over previous years. That would be my prediction, but I'm not a seer, so I don't have a common knowledge on this. I'm just going from what I'm hearing from people and what I'm seeing in our numbers in our company and across the Gennaier region. But I'll tell you this, I mean, we had some new listings come out in the last 24 hours. We had 8 new listings and we had 7 pendings in the 24-hour market watch that I run. So that's a Valpo-specific one. But that shows you things are still getting done. And we had 6 solds during that period of time, too. So that's pretty balanced in April. But I think as we head into May is where we're going to see a larger increase or a larger decrease in business. And June may see a little bit of that as well. It's all contingent upon when we get a relaxation in the stay-at-home order and what that looks like. We are ruled an essential business right now, but the governor has put some restrictions on that and made it more of a financial necessity to be out doing business. So if there's a financial necessity for the buyer or the seller, that gives us a reason to go out and show a home or show a commercial property.
So along those lines, what are you guys doing as an industry as far as disclosures or as far as containment, as far as making sure there's safety measures? What are you guys doing to be able to make sure that people are safe?
That's a good question. One of the things a lot of us are doing is we are wearing masks out to showings. A lot of us are wearing nitrile gloves to protect our fingers and cut down on contamination. A lot of the sellers are leaving their closet doors ajar or their bathroom and bedroom doors ajar so we don't have to open them. Obviously removing shoes and other things and trying not to touch many surfaces. So for the sellers, we're taking those measures. At least within our company, we're encouraging our agents to wear a mask when they're out in public. And then also maintain that social distance that the CDC has recommended. One of the other things we've implemented is a disclosure system across the Indiana region. So throughout the state, we have COVID disclosures, and both the buyers and sellers are asked to sign those and to let people know that they are feeling healthy, that they aren't showing any symptoms, and that if they do show symptoms, that they do report back to us and let us know that they've, you know, encountered a change in their health. So a little more peace of mind for the sellers and buyers is they come together. Obviously, it's a lot easier to show a vacant home than it is, or a vacant business than it is an occupied place right now. And some sellers are just actually holding off on showings altogether for a little while. But that's where we're at.
Perfect. You'd mentioned drive-by closings. What exactly are those?
Yeah. So in our closings and in the title industry, the title companies were fantastic at adjusting very quickly to the COVID environment. So not wanting to have a lot of people sitting around a table very close, they initiated a drive-up closing. So basically the buyer sits in one car, the seller sits in another car, and the agents are in their vehicles. And so everybody's separated in social distance. The closer comes out, hands the document to the buyer to sign, to the seller to sign. A lot of times I think they're doing different papers or they're using gloves to do those. So they're taking different measures depending upon what title company, but that makes everybody safer. The closer goes back into their office, you know, sends off the documents for funding, gets funding approved, and we're closed. And then hopefully I'm handing the keys to a set of buyers or giving them up to the new buyers as the listing agent. So it's a different environment. We experienced our first one about 3 weeks ago on the front end of this, and it's been very smooth to do that. Now, as you know, DocuSign and other electronic signing measures are being implemented to handle transactions. And they're being looked at and approved more readily by banks now in this environment. So that's going to be a big change in our industry moving forward, is the use of electronic signing and the fact that they're going to allow that across more documents. A lot of times the lenders and the banks are very hesitant on their own documents to not have wet signatures on those, and also on the deed. So those are the hurdles we're trying to get through. And I think a lot of people are working with the federal government and the local states to try to make that happen.
It's perfect. The show's Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth and Registered Financial Advisor. And the show's about money in some way. We broadcast this on podcasts, on iTunes, and as well as Spotify and anywhere else you can get your, where you listen to your podcast. So we'll also have the video up on our YouTube channel. Just search for Farrell Wealth on YouTube. And if you want to contact myself or Matt, certainly you can email me, greg@farrellwealth.com. You can find Matt at lifestyleindiana.com as well.
And lifestyles with an S.
With a plural. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And today we're really excited to be able to have Matt Evans, who's the owner broker with RE/MAX Lifestyles here in Valparaiso, Indiana. Matt, on the real estate front, because I want to get into PPP and a couple other things that you've done and what you've, you know, what and sort of explain to our listeners and our watchers. Anything else on the real estate front you need to be able to, you want to be able to say to anybody?
No, I kind of wanted to get into the PPP program and the CARES Act and all that, if you want me to go there.
Yep.
One of the things that we've found is that the government has offered the PPP program, the payroll protection program, for the owners of small businesses. So if you have an LLC incorporated, any matter, you can apply for this, and independent contractors can apply. So the agents that work for me are actually independent contractors. Some of them are incorporated, some are not. They can actually still file as independent contractor for PPP. It's a great stimulus plan. It's a very, very easy loan to apply for, is what we found. We turned ours in. We do recommend, and we are finding across the board as we speak with our leaders at RE/MAX and within the state, that the regional and local banks are handling this a little bit better than the very large banks. So we do recommend that people, if they're going to file, if they haven't already, first of all, get it in this week. They're running out of funds, right, Greg? These funds, I think, are limited. And second of all, make sure that you apply. It's a two-page document. You do need some supporting document in terms of what your payroll looks like, but it can go for use in things like payroll, utilities, mortgage payments, and other things, and it's going to be a great stimulus because it's only a 1% loan that may be forgivable if you use it on the things that you know that they prescribed. But I can tell you, my experience was fantastic. It was a 2-day application, or as a quick application. It was a 2-day hearback. I actually was approved within 2 days by the SBA, and the funds are supposed to be out within a week. And that's what we're hearing, is most people have gotten their funds from that within a week. So I'm expecting mine in the next day or two, but it was a really great experience, and I'm excited that it's such a low interest loan and maybe forgivable.
That's great news. It's really great to know. So your experience overall, to just sort of explain to everybody out there, was sure. Pretty positive.
It was. And, you know, I also sit on the Valparaiso Chamber of Commerce board, and we're hearing the same thing across the board from other business owners. I can tell you that the chamber has been very supportive. They have a lot of information on their website about how to apply for these things, where to apply. They've been helping local businesses do that. But mainly you're going to work with your banks on this. But the process was very easy. So some of the media reports has been it's a pain. It's hard to do. We have not found that. And I think if you stay with your local or regional bank, you're going to get the guidance you need to apply for this.
Perfect. We have Matt Evans, owner and broker of RE/MAX Lifestyles in Valpo. You can find him at lifestylesindiana.com. Matt, I want to thank you so much for being on today and just sort of filling us in on the real estate market as well as the PPP and small business loans.
Greg, thanks so much for the opportunity. I appreciate everything you do for our community as well and for your listeners.
Stay safe. Please stay safe, family safe, healthy.
You too.
Stay inside. We'll see you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Greg Farrell is the president, CEO of Farrell Wealth, and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. All individuals should get their proper advice investing and managing their personal finances. Money! Get back! Your hands off of my stack.